having last time, of the person who's on call all through the night and or taking care of patients all through the night, and what brachos they make in the morning. So we have one bracha left, and that's the one of Hamavir Shena Me'enai, right? Thanking Hashem for removing sleep from our eyes. So can you say that if you were not asleep? You were awake all night long. That's going to lead to two very fun discussions, the one that I mentioned at Mincha Maariv this evening, that have nothing to do with medical issues or Hamavir Shena in any direct way. But they're so much fun that I was not going to skip them. And then we move on from that to the question of your eating, whether that's a meal at home or whether that's, you know, a meal in the hospital or a snack in the hospital, whatever it is, and you get called in to take care of a patient. What happens now when you want to go back to eating? Do you have to make a new bracha? Was there a closing bracha? Like, how does that work? Something that also, you wouldn't think of that as medical halacha per se. It's basic halacha anytime. You know, someone's eating a meal and then they realize that they missed that they need to go to minyan. So the same question pertains: what do I do with my brachos? But because it's relevant for medical professionals, it fits for this shiur as well. So I referenced right at the outset the Nishmas Avram on Hamavir Shena. We actually saw this Nishmas Avram last time, but we saw it then when we were talking about Berachas HaTorah. So we'll just see it very quickly, and then we're going to go into the discussion behind it. So it's an Aruch Chaim Mem Zayin. I'm going to put the link in the chat again for the source sheet on here. Okay. So the Nishmas Avram on, I think it was Mem Zayin Aleph, specifically the paragraph that starts with, which one did I give you? Shelo Yashin. Right. But that's really the Berachas HaTorah one. It's Ubenogeya LeBerachas HaShachar that it really begins with. That's what you want. Let me just make sure that that's correct. The Ubenogeya LeBerachas HaShachar. Yeah, no, that's right. The paragraph that starts Ubenogeya LeBerachas HaShachar. That's the one that we want. Do you have that? Okay. Regarding Berachas HaShachar, Kosef HaMishneh Berurah B'Shem HaEli Rabba. Debirchas Elokai Neshama, Ubirchas Hamavir Shena, Ein Levarechem Haya Ne'er Kol HaLayla. Mishneh Berurah says, you don't make Elokai Neshama if you were up all night long. That was the discussion we had last week of whether that's true, does everybody agree, and so on. And you also don't make Hamavir Shena if you were up all night long. Uprima Gadim, Ubishari Tshuva, Hishiru Dvar B'Tzarech Iyun. The Prima Gadim and the Shari Tshuva quoted this Eliya Rabba and said, we're not so sure. Umasik b'shari tshuva d'yeroi l'shmoa elu ashtei brachos me'achir v'yachabein latzeis. And the shari tshuva's conclusion is that you should hear Hamavir Shena from somebody else, even though my instinct and Eliyahu Rabba's instinct would have been to say, it's not relevant for you. You were awake all night, you did not sleep, therefore Hamavir Shena has no relevance, therefore there's no reason for you to hear it from anybody else. It's not your bracha. Any more than if you're not eating a fruit, you don't make a bar priya eitz. Right? It's not like you say, go hear somebody make a bar priya. I'm not eating fruit. I didn't go to sleep. I didn't wake up. So why should I make a Hamavir Shena? Nonetheless, hear it from somebody else. V'chein re'e be'egris Moshe, she'posek ha'mishneh berurah, gam l'gavei berachos ha'shachar, gam l'gavei berachos ha'torah. Be'egris Moshe follows the Mishneh Berurah who quoted the Eliyahu Rabba, who said, no bracha. So on this point about... regarding Hamavir Shena, the Nishmas Avram gives you that answer, but I wanted to talk you through the Machzeh Eliyahu. The Machzeh Eliyahu was Reb Pesach Eliyahu Falk. He was originally from England, from Gateshead, made Aliyah at some point and lived in Israel until he passed away not that long ago. And his tshuva on the issue of Hamavir Shena takes us to fascinating places. First of all, he says, we have even less reason to say this bracha when you didn't sleep all night than we do to say Elokai Neshama. Meaning Elokai Neshama, we said, maybe it makes sense for you to say it because the end of the bracha is Hamachazir Neshamos Lifgarim Meisim. It's a general bracha that Hashem overall returns neshamos to people after their body was out of the control of the neshama, right? It was like they were dead. So even if the particular individual who is now asking this question didn't sleep. Somebody somewhere slept. And therefore, making a bracha of Elokei Neshama has some relevance. Whereas here, says the Machzei Eliyahu, he says the language of Hamavir Shena is entirely personal. Right? It's you return sleep to my eyes. Right? It's all about me. That's number one. Number two, we saw last time the tour, who we also saw it in Levush, but we saw the tour, said Elokei Neshama is a global bracha. He never said that for Hamavir Shena. He called Elokei Neshama a global bracha about sleep in general. Number three, says the Machzei Eliyahu, Elokei Neshama, some argue, if you took a nap during the day, you say it after a nap. Some say that. We don't paskin that way, but some at least say that. Hamavir Shena, nobody says that a person who takes a nap during the day says Hamavir Shena when he gets up from his nap. Yeah. So since we don't paskin this way lahalacha, I don't have to give a number, but the theoretical number could be half an hour. Yeah. So he at first says, with even less reason to say Hamavir Shena, but then he says, I have a unique approach to dealing with suffic brachos, where you're not sure whether you need to make a bracha or not. We have a general principle, suffic brachos lahakel. You're not sure whether you need to say a bracha or not, so don't. That's the basic rule. We do not want you to say Hashem's name unnecessarily. But what about where you have somebody who really, really, really wants to invoke really wants to say a bracha. So what can you do? So he references something from a tshuva from the pre-tavua. The pre-tavua was Rabbi Yehuda Leib Margolios. He's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch, which is good because I couldn't find a copy of the pre-tavua that was good to cut and paste from. And I didn't want to sit down and retype it. But the Pesachei Tshuva, that I found. So if you take a look at source Beis, look at this unique idea for how to deal with the situation. The case he's talking about in context is talking about separating challah. The story is, you know that you only separate challah from dough for bread that human beings are going to eat, right? It's only human food. So there are a couple of cases in which someone might make bread that either non-human beings are going to eat or that nobody is going to eat. One case is where it's for dogs to eat or animals to eat. Another case is where you make the dough and then you find that it's moldy. So you're not going to eat it. So there's no reason to separate challah, except maris ayin, appearances. So if you're just separating challah for appearances' sake, in other words, someone's going to see that I'm making dough and I'm turning it into bread, I'm making it for my animals or whatever it is, they're not going to realize it's for the animals. They're going to see, hey, they didn't separate challah. I'm not so sure I want to eat in that kitchen. So therefore, I'll do it. But you don't make a bracha on separating challah just for maris ayin purposes. That's what it is. It's chashad. And maris ayin and chashad, there are two different sides to maris ayin. I'm not going into all of that. There are two different ways to look at maris ayin, so to speak. But if you take a look at source Beis, you get his answer for the person who says, yeah, but I really want to make a bracha. Varotza lahachmir lahafresh gam bebracha. Someone who wants to separate challah with a bracha. Yase kasher kibalti me rabosai. So you should do what I have a tradition of from my Rebbeim, v'chol ki agavna, in all such cases. The Yomar derech tfila, psukim shel vayivarech David. You should say, as though it's tfila, the psukim, right, vayivarech David es Hashem, right? Because what does David say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Right? That's what you say in the morning. It's part of Psukim Zimra. So you say those Psukim, which include in it Baruch Atah Hashem, all the way to the end. L'cha Hashem Amam L'cha. The Izbe Shemu Malchus, it has Hashem as king. It actually doesn't have Melech HaOlam, right? I don't think it has Melech HaOlam in it, but it has Baruch Atah Hashem at any rate. Ulesayim Acher Kach Baruch Asher Tzivanu L'hafrish Chala. And then you finish with Baruch Asher Tzivanu, whatever. D'chia Gavna Lekach Hashash Bracha Levatala. Now there's no issue of Bracha Levatala. That's this remarkable approach to deal with the problem.
Why does he choose that instead of Lamdein Torah?
Baruch Hashem Lamdein Chukacha? You mean the Baruch Hashem Lamdein Chukacha from Tehillim?
Because it's no Malchus there.
Right, so is there Malchus in this one?
Yeah, you said.
Well, Lacha Hashem Hamam Lacha.
Baruch Hashem Lamdein
Chukacha. No, Lamdein Torah. So now we have to figure out who can. No, you're right. You jumped onto the wrong one. I do it too. The on the nickel coming out. Who is here? Embarrassingly, yes. I don't like the daven by heart. No, the problem is that I'm so far behind the chazan and psukei dezimra that I usually say Baruch Shem Lomein Vamein, and then I have to jump to Vayosha. So I don't end up saying it. But if someone wants to tell us what the missing words are. Thank you. So I think that's it. I think it's Lashem Hamamlacha is the Malchus. Maybe that's why it's that
over. I asked the question the opposite way. Why don't you use that instead of saying Zalandein Kukecha when you
for everything else.
Oh, use that instead of. Yeah, because it's long. It's long. So
you don't know it by heart.
Because he's saying there's no
monster.
So the idea here is that that's what you would do. This is his first suggestion. He actually has a second suggestion, which I didn't bring you here because he doesn't like it. Based on the Pnei Yoshua and the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis, where they talk about somebody who is going to have bread. And instead of saying, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Havot Tzedakah Min HaAretz, he says, Baruch Hashem, he says in Aramaic, Mare Dahai Pita, the master of that bread. So can you do it in Aramaic, and will that count as your bracha, but not be a problem of saying Hashem's name unnecessarily? So the Pri Tavua quotes that suggestion as well, based on that Pnei Yoshua, but he doesn't like it, because he says, maybe it's still saying Hashem's name in vain, even if it's in a different language. That doing it in Aramaic may not help you. Yeah?
How does this help?
So the way it helps is that now you have managed to say Baruch Atah Hashem, and not in a format where it's a bracha levatala, and now you can say your chala bracha without Hashem's name, but you got the Hashem from the pasuk. That's the idea.
It chose to be machmir, so
even though the text of the bracha that you're saying Baruch Hashem
doesn't have Hashem, correct. So that's this wild suggestion that the Pesach Tshuva quotes, and then it gets better. V'chiyai gavna kasav ha-chasim sofer b'tshuva or achayim kuf nun vav. He says the chasim sofer quoted this in a tshuva b'shem ha-gal moreno ha-rav David Strauss. What was the story there? So I don't want you to read the part that's in the Pesach Tshuva because I brought it to you from the source, which is the Moruk Tzia. The Moruk Tzia was with Yaakov Emden. It's his commentary to the Torah. And if you know anything about Rav Yaakov Emden, you know that he's always fun. He says very strong things on basically everything. So Rav Yaakov Emden was asked the shaila of whether someone who becomes the Rav of a community makes a bracha of Shechianu on becoming the Rav of the community. Rav Yaakov Emden had very strong feelings about Rabbanus, and those feelings were generally not positive. I believe the story, I think it was Rabbi J.J. Schachter who I heard this from, said that when Rabbi Yaakov Emden left the community, because he was run out of the community, he said a bracha, Shalo Asani Oved. The question is only, was it Oved with an Aleph or Aleph, Oved with an Ayin? But look at this.
Both could apply.
Yes, correct. They both work.
The for destruction.
Yeah. Thank you for translating. So
I was told that in the Shmayim that they got together of Yonos and Ivishitz.
Oh, I'm not even talking about his fight with the Yonos and Ivishitz. That's a whole other can of worms. So this person asks him the Shaila. I had to know you were asking the wrong person. But he has this whole long thing about Rabbanus. And then he gives you this piece here, which actually I pulled together from two parts of it. I didn't bring you his entire discussion. But he says the following. He says, "Venerally, Shehu Adin Kishazacha Adam Hagun Haroy Lalos Legedula Venismana Parnas Al Hatzibur Beritzon Shamayim." He says, "If somebody who is proper, right, somebody who is worthy to ascend to this position, if he merits and he becomes appointed leader of the community, Beritzon Shamayim, with Hashem's will, parentheses." Lola Onish Kidaragiz Ra'aya al Anna. Not that Hashem is giving him this position to punish him, like the shepherd who's angry at the sheep. Upshita loba shuftini askinan. And we're certainly not talking about shuftini. Shuftini are fools, or people who are inappropriate in certain cases. Ki'ilain Elohe Chesef Vizahav, he borrows the pasuk, like idols of silver and gold. Oh, Elohe Ketzef Vashav, or gods of anger and emptiness. kegon hamismanim bizroa ubeilmus debnei mishpacha, like people who are appointed because of the strength and power of the family, la familia. Ko elu hamesim bechayeim, like those who are dead even while they are alive. Gavri ketili ninhu sheroy levarich al haederam ba'avod rishoyim rina. When they are lost, you should make a bracha of at the destruction of the wicked. There is joy. So not like those, the good guys. Shadaz hamakom v'habrios nocha himenu. The people who Hashem likes, people who are liked by the people as well. Yesh lo levarich shachianu. You should make a shachianu. He says, if you are in that class, you should make a shachianu. Va'afilu hu ben sheresh gedula savosa. Then he talks about what if it's an inherited position. And then after the parentheses says v'im yesh lo shutuf isha ubanim. If he's married, he's got kids, then you make the bracha v'atov v'hametiv, because then it's good for everybody. Alternatively, he says, inami la'olam shaykh be'atov ha'meitiv, or maybe he should always make atov ha'meitiv instead of sherechianu. Shari mikomakom rabim nen nemimenu hanah gufanis veruchanis, because everybody benefits. If you get somebody who's good, then it's the benefit of the community, and therefore it's atov ha'meitiv, not sherechianu. And then he says, after a part that I skipped just for length, he says, u'me'achar shebavanosenu harabim niskaima ha'mishna ketsurasa ata b'yameinu dor yasom sharu chakimaya lameve kisifraya. He says, I think he's referencing a mission at the end of Sota. Due to our great sins, we have now seen the fulfillment of a Mishnah which talks about how it's an orphan generation, and the Chachamim are really like school teachers. They're not really Chachamim. Va'amada ara azla v'nidaldala, and the nation, the people, are suffering as a result. Ve'im doresh kim lekabel sachar. No one is teaching other than to get paid. V'lechvod atzma hu doresh damim, and for his own honor. Lachin kimatani omer achshav sheroy lekama merabane hador levarich aleim dayan ha'emes. So he says, I think the bracha should be baruch dayan emes for rabbis like those. It's a bracha that's made when you hear of someone passing away. Blessed be the judge of truth. Oy le rabbanu shemikaberes es ba'ale, and so on. So this has nothing to do with medical halacha, but I couldn't resist. Going back though to where this is relevant for our conversation. The Machze Eliyahu says, based on the pre-tavua, that maybe you would be able to do this. And he says that this fellow, Rav David Strauss, who asked the question about making a bracha, so he did this, Vayivarech David. Not only because his name was David, but it happened to work well, but he did this method of Vayivarech David to say Shafianu when he became a Rav. In practice, though, I don't think anybody does this. It's just too weird. I think the answer is, fundamentally, you're not chayav to make a mavir shena, and you don't have to go hear it from somebody else either. If you can hear it from somebody else, that's better. That would be a better option. Clear? Good?
What if you leave out do you get any credit for leaving out Hashem's name, like say Baruch, Atash, one of the Lafrish Shafala?
Right.
Do you get any credit for something like that?
So the answer is that I believe that idea is mentioned when they talk about someone's Ubal Keri, the possibility of omitting, either thinking the bracha or omitting the Shem Hashem, but I don't think we like it in the end. If I remember correctly, I don't think we like it. I think we want Shem Malchus in a bracha.
The bracha doesn't apply, you know, other than being able to say Amen to any general bracha, what's the benefit of hearing it from someone else?
So this is saying, well, there is still a tzad to say maybe it's a global bracha about how Hashem wakes people up, even if it's not relevant for me. Yeah, even Hamavir. That's the argument against the Eliyahu Rabba. Yeah.
Why is this not an issue of Kol Mishan and Mepesh of Tavu Chacham to start reworking? It's one thing you've already made a bracha v'tal, you want to get out of it, so you say bracha v'tal, and then it undoes the mistake you made. But here, l'chadchila, you're going, you don't have to, and yet you're going every way to make a bracha, not the way
Right. So the question from Rabbi Hochbaum here in the room is, we have a principle that you're not supposed to alter the format of brachos. That's a general principle. You're not supposed to change the format. I think the answer may be, I think it's a good question, but I think the answer may be that for you to do this in a situation of need is not really altering matbeya shel bracha. It's, you're not creating a new thing. You're not putting it in a sitter. You're just, I'm stuck. I can't say the Shem Hashem, so therefore I'm going to say it this way. That would be the way that I would read that. Good? Okay, so let's move on to...